He had an old horse, a mail horse. And I'd been getting my callus at this little part of woods back here. And building that barn, we had some, so I said, I put the bridle on it, didn't put no saddle, went back there, and when he got to my neighbor's barn over, he turned around. I came back, I went back this week, got to the neighbor, he turned around, and I had to go walk with my car, so he wouldn't go. The next night, I put the saddle on. And I caught him a stick about this long, and I knew he turned to the left all the time. When he turned around, I cocked him over the ear, and he turned around, I hit him over the right ear, and he never turned around at that bone no more. You better believe it. But I whacked him to kid him. I was going to kid him. I hit him hard enough to knock him out. And he never turned around at that bone no more.
That's a good idea.
That would go pay me that two nights straight, and I couldn't make him go. And another time, a good while back, when he get to the barn, to the pasture, sometime a cow was the other side of the pasture, and I wanted to cross this wood to go get him, you see, or holler at my cows, and then I keep walking on the horse back, and they would follow me. And he would turn around, and he wouldn't go over there. I brought my stick there to one day, and he went the other way.
Yeah.
We used to ride mules.
You have saddles? Put your feet in
there. Stirrups.
Yeah.
Oh, I had some years too.
I was going to say, did you have stirrups that would? I could never find stirrups that were long enough for me.
Yeah, he's pretty long. You know, I had stirrups I had to shorten them. You know, shorten the leather straps.
Uh-huh.
Well, I had used it. My dad and I went cut some ditches one time, and I asked him. I said, "Man, it's wet." I said, "When are we going to mule? Got a tree like that about time?" I said, "About 10. We used to cut grass about 10 o'clock when it's hot too in the summer. We come back home."
Yeah.
And that mule got scared of some other mules on the side. She must have been daydreaming, and boy, she cruised in the first row of king, and she started jumping with us. And we had those two bar hook on us. I never thought I'd die. That was one day I thought I'd die. And then when she got at the end, she just slid, and when she turned over, she threw us against the fence. She hit my dad and knocked him out. And the saddle hit me in the arm. But it didn't break my arm, but I was sore for about 4 or 5 days.
I had one thrown in the fence and break this show. We had the type of horse that would always run back to the barn.
Yeah.
When you milk cows, where'd you milk them?
In the barn.
Yeah, the first one.
I had a chute.
And you caught the milk in it. Where'd you catch the milk in?
In the pot.
A pot?
Yeah, a pot, a bucket. Uh-huh. She milk it in a bucket and throw it in a... milk it in that pot and throw it in a bucket.
Yeah.
My wife used to milk. I knew how to milk, but I wouldn't.
Was there did you do something to get the impurities out of milk?
Sometimes we bought it. But I always had my cows tested. Every year we used to test them for TB and everything else, you know, vaccinated.
Do you remember back before you had refrigeration, where would you keep them?
In an ice cooler or in the well. We had rope in the well. Put it in the water. In the well.
Did you ever keep thick sour milk around? That was what?
Yeah, make sour milk, cream cheese.
Out of that.
And butter.
What'd you call that milk?
Cream cheese.
What, would you ever
sour eat? Milk.
Uh-huh.
Or you put something to make it sour. Most of the time it's sour, it's in.
You put sugar on that or salt?
Sugar? We always sugar. I always like sugar.
Everything is sugar.
My wife used to like it. My wife used to like it. Sometimes she'd pick some with a, like an ice cream bar, you know, and put, I used to like pineapple in there, you know, with, pineapple,
yeah,
something like that.
What did they call it, Bill? You know what clabber was? Or?
Yeah, clabber milk. But our sour make cream cheese with. My wife used to sell that stuff.
Cream cheese, Bill.
Cream cheese. That's what I told her. But clabber, it was clabber milk to make cream cheese. You have to leave your milk clabber to make cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
The mailman used to buy this all the time for something. He used to buy 15, 16, 20 quarts of. A week or less, or more. We used to sell it all to him, anything we had. And you take your sour milk and put your cream on it, you know. And Well, he's almost butter. Man, I had a car that you just started 3 or 4 times. That was about it. Used to get rich milk. Right. Plenty of milk to be rich. I used to drink just the first glass in a quart. I used to drink it without shaking it. And that was it. You would throw the quart away after that. I would take the quart. Take another quart.
Oh, God.
Well, we had always 3 or 4, 5, 6 gallons of milk. When we buy milk now, we buy about 4 to 5 gallons. We drink 6 gallons of milk, 3 of us a week.
Really? Sure. I drink about 4 or 6 quarts a day.
And again, my wife don't drink too much. Yeah. I might drink a 1/2 gallon of milk while I'm looking at TV.
1/2 gallon?
Sure. I come drink a cup of milk when I'm thirsty. Instead of drinking the water, I drink milk.
Yeah.
Very seldom I don't drink water in the house.
You were just raised drinking.
We used to always drink milk. All the family.
Yeah.
Well, I have a young boy, 17 years old. If we would keep salt, we have a few soft drinks. But he would drink 10 a day if he'd be here. And he wouldn't drink milk, so we drink milk. And I find this is cheap as salt drink, but cheap.
Yeah, sure.
And it's healthy.
Yeah.